Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst for LifePoint. Sunday at the Westerville campus, we continued the series on Proverbs called Adulting, Eternal Life Hacks, where we learned that wisdom is doing life God's way. And being that it was Father's Day, we observed that there are 49 references to the word sons or son in the book of Proverbs. 49 times in just 31 chapters, you see something very similar to what the first one we come across in the book, which is Proverbs 1:8, says, "Hear, my son, your father's instructions, and forsake not your mother's teaching." And a lot of the content in Proverbs is actually from the perspective of father or mother to their kids. We said that the primary source for wisdom for kids should be their parents, and that God's expectation is that the home, not primarily the church, should be the central place for discipleship of the next generation. But while this is God's design, this is not always reality as we know. Judges chapter 2 actually tells us that there was a generation that was raised up that did not know the Lord or all that he had done for Israel. We see a whole generation of parents that didn't take God's design for the home to heart, which is crazy considering that their grandparents had been the generation that the Lord split the Red Sea for in order for them to escape the Egyptian army. And they walked across the sea floor on dry ground. Theirs was also the generation that was fed daily in the wilderness with manna that God just sent with the dew every morning. They just had to walk out, and literally they had daily bread present on the ground for them to eat. So they ate that for 40 years, day in and day out, until God brings them into the promised land. And on that very day, to the day when they ate the fruit of the land, the manna ceased. And who doesn't want to tell that kind of story? I mean, how could you not tell your kids that you had the same pair of shoes for 40 years? That's what the Bible says, that their sandals didn't wear out while they were in the wilderness the whole 40 years. It's crazy, amazing, God-sized stories, but they didn't tell their kids about all that God had done for them. And the generation that followed did not follow the Lord, and the outcome was very chaotic. Just read the book of Judges and you can see. Judges chapter 2 and verses 14 and 15 summarizes it very well. "So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he gave them over to plunderers who plundered them and sold them into the hand of their surrounding enemies so that they could no longer withstand their enemies. And whenever they marched out, the hand of the Lord was against them for harm. And as the Lord had warned and as the Lord had swore to them, they were in terrible distress." And so it's a sobering reminder that we're always just one generation away from our family not knowing Jesus, just one generation. And I think some of that is due to the fact that we don't think that we have an amazing story to tell. We don't have stories about splitting bodies of water or daily bread that falls with the dew. And we think that, you know, what compelling thing do I have to share with my kids? But as I've thought about it, we might not have those kind of stories to tell, but we actually have a better one. Like, we have the story. We have the story that all the stories in the Bible point to. The daily bread in the wilderness points to a better bread, the bread of life who's come down from heaven to truly satisfy us. We have a God who didn't split a body of water for us, but he split the heavens and split human history and entered the story himself, not just to save us from earthly enemies, but from our greatest enemies, from death and Satan and an eternity separated from God. I mean, Jesus put death in the grave for us. What better story is there than this story? It's the story. Jesus has come, and because of him, as one pastor puts it, all our bad things turn out for good, all our good things can never be lost, and the best is yet to come. So we have the story to tell our kids and the next generation. And you know, if all it takes is one generation not to teach their kids to follow Jesus, and we have the devastation of the book of Judges. But if you think about the positive side, what if there is a generation that does teach their kids to follow Jesus? What can the result of that be? And I'm extremely fortunate to be living such a story. My grandfather passed away in February, just a couple of months ago, at the age of 94. And it really was a homegoing. He was one of nine kids who loved the Lord, served the Lord, was taught and raised by his parents to love Jesus. And his life was very impactful. He started a seminary for pastors that's been training pastors for almost 50 years, and only eternity we'll be able to show the impact from that. And not only that, but through his children and grandchildren and their spouses, over 6,000 sermons have been preached, over 60 mission trips have been taken, 10 churches have been planted, including LifePoint, by the way. Over 30 ministry staff positions have been held, and two parachurch ministries have been started, not to mention the countless ways that Jesus has been honored in those in the family that have non-ministry jobs. We call them real jobs, jokingly, who actually work for a living. But I mean, who knows the impact that this one man's family, my grandfather, has had. So I want to encourage you today that no matter your family background, you have the power to change your family tree. You have the power to tell the story about Jesus to your kids. Not that you can force them or coerce them or control them into following Jesus, but I don't think there's a better story to tell than the story of Jesus, and we have that to tell our kids. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much that we have the gospel, the good news, the greatest story ever told about Jesus, that he really did come and give his life for us. Thank you that we have the humbling and sobering privilege of sharing Jesus with our kids. I pray that you would give us the strength and wisdom that we need for this task, and you would strengthen all of the parents listening, God, to really share Jesus and to disciple the next generation. In your name we pray, amen. Why don't you take a minute and pray and ask God to give you the wisdom it takes to disciple your kids to love Jesus. Thanks again for listening today. Come back tomorrow for more of the Drivecast. God bless.